Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I, like Michael Douglas, is living for the moment. That doesn't make sense. And I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't have cancer.
I don't have cancer. I, like Michael Douglas, am cancer-free.
Oh.
That's how you know there's no God, because that guy's still alive. And he made Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
He did. I keep forgetting about that movie, and then something
always
brings it back.
Best actor or best supporting actor in the Golden Globes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's getting recognized for his work in Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
No good.
I don't know how I felt today, because all I could think of was The Nanny existed and ran long enough to go into syndication.
Oh, what, you didn't like The Nanny?
I used to love The Nanny early on. I really wanted to fuck Fran Drescher. I think I was 10.
You didn't like the flashy girl from Flushings?
I did not. I did like the flashy girl from Flushings. I did. And then I went to Flushing Queens, and they really nailed that accent, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it, too, but I was very young, and I saw a rerun last night, and I was just like, holy shit, this is every single stereotype in one show.
I like the butler and how he would piss off that other lady.
Why not fire him?
Because everyone hated her.
Everyone hated... No one really liked him either. All he did was say snippy things.
Well,
like Jeffrey on The Fresh Prince was a great butler. The butler of The Nanny was absurd.
When you're rich, that's actually one of the... In the laws, you have to have a snippy butler.
Snippy butler. Yeah, but Jeffrey was cool. Like, people saw value in Jeffrey. I don't even know the name of the butler on The Nanny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. Fuck that guy.
We would lose a trivia contest.
We would lose a trivia contest. That's going to go...
You would just yell that you wanted to fuck Fran Drescher.
I did want to fuck Fran Drescher. I think that's why I like that movie so much.
What movie?
The movie The Nanny that was made every week. Those are little movies to me.
Well, it is true. It is
little movies! Can we have a Fran Drescher Film Fest? Well, why am I asking you? We're having a Fran Drescher Film Fest.
Oh, so we would get The Beautician and the Beast?
There you go. I'm surprised you knew it. Yeah.
I know. I've never seen it, but I remember it.
Oh, the first annual Fran Drescher Film Festival is coming.
What else has she been in?
I have no idea.
Although, I did see something. She was on a talk show or something. She was talking about how she was with a younger man.
Ooh.
And they were getting all touchy-feely. And he asked her, she has a patch on her, an estrogen patch, because she's like getting there.
Okay. And, what does that mean?
Well, she's older. She's in menopause, so she has estrogen.
I didn't know that that was like a thing now. Like every older woman has an estrogen patch on.
Well, it's not you get estrogen because you're lacking in it.
Okay.
That's what makes y'all crazy. The hot flashes and stuff is lack of estrogen. But anyway, so she has it on and the guy's like, oh, is that your birth control patch? And she's like, yeah,
she is.
Because she's old.
What the fuck? There was another TV show with her called Living with Fran. It was Disney. It's a comedy show that ran from 2005 to 2007. 26 episodes.
And she was in This Is Spinal Tap.
She was, but that... Are you also on IMDb?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was early on when she looked great. Her first role was Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay.
Silver Spoons for an episode. Who's the Boss for 2-episode arc, 227? Oh, my God. I love her.
She hasn't really been in any movies.
She was in UHF, remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, have you seen UHF?
Yeah, a million years ago.
It's fantastic. I'm surprised you
Cadillac,
and your boyfriend don't own that. The Nanny, of course. Oh, the Nanny.
I'm starting to think I'm getting a Fran Drescher voice.
You're getting there.
Because I'm getting very... I'm hoarse.
Wait,
all the
she
time.
Was in an episode of The Simpsons. She was female Gollum.
Yeah, you don't remember that one?
No, what happened in that one?
I think it was a Halloween one. And they have a Gollum. I forget where they find the Gollum. You know? Do you know? You know the whole thing, the Gollum story.
From The Ring.
No. Gollum.
From
it's a Jewish
Harry Potter.
No, it's a Jewish thing. It's this Gollum.
No, I don't know about
made
this.
Him out of clay, or something like that.
Okay.
But it's this big statue thing, and you would put messages in its mouth, and it would do whatever it is.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that.
And so in The Simpsons, they had a Gollum, and I think Krusty had the Gollum, and he would make it do stuff, and, like, he would kill things. And then Lisa put in its mouth, I will save you, or whatever, or you're free.
Okay.
And so he finally, and then he's free. He doesn't have to follow anybody, and he's the voice of, he used to do those commercials for Boku juice.
Okay.
Who's that guy? You know, he's
oh,
very...
I do remember that. I'm looking that up now. B-O-K-U?
Yeah. He also had a TV show.
Yeah.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Richard Lewis.
Yes. It was Gollum was the voice of Richard Lewis. And he was all very Jewish, and he's, you know, talking about noshing on things, a little big little locks.
Have you seen Richard Lewis recently on Curb Your Enthusiasm or any stand-up?
I met him.
How does he look in person?
He's so old.
He looks fucking scary, man.
He is so old and ornery.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's crazy how old and ornery he is.
Sorry.
It's not the fun-loving Boku juice man I remember.
That's why you're the co-host.
Do you remember those, Boku?
I do, actually.
Those box juices for adults?
What? What was the... It wasn't alcoholic, was it?
No. It was just in a box, though. Like, apple juice, but... It was, you know, for adults.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those. I think I had one. I think I remember drinking that at, like, 10 years old, thinking I was an adult.
See? Oh.
Thinking about Fran Drescher's future as the Nanny. Whatever. I think that's how you know
it was
white trash.
Yeah, it wasn't alcoholic at all. It was just a big box.
Maybe it was targeted towards former alcoholic comics, so they had Richard Lewis be the guy. Makes sense. Where's our Boku? Like, I want a Wikipedia page where we are currently the Boku spokesman. So, listener, Wikipedia page.
You got to write that in.
What?
Recently on a podcast, it was...
Let's revive Boku. We're going to have the Nanny Film Festival, and we're going to revive Boku at the same time.
For some reason, I just noticed this on Wikipedia pages, but it tells you when it was last modified. This was last modified last year.
The Boku page?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just wondering, like, who's putting in info?
We haven't done one of these shows in a while, so I have a lot of notes for today's show.
No, about Boku?
Mostly about Boku and the Nanny. I'm almost out of notes.
Okay.
When was the last time we did the show?
I don't know.
We did some last week. We did some early in the last week.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend? Today is Wednesday. Wednesday
it
the
was all right.
12th. Did you do anything fun?
I went to a party.
Ooh, whose party?
It was a birthday.
Whose birthday?
For our friend Jeremy.
Jeremy.
No, not for Jeremy, for his boyfriend Dave.
Jeremy's boyfriend is way better than Jeremy. Tell Jeremy, who probably doesn't listen to the show, that is on the show, I like his boyfriend better than Jeremy. I like.
Oh, we all do.
He's so great. How's he doing?
He's good.
I'm sure it was a good birthday party because he works in music venues, and that means there was lots of drugs and alcohol for everyone, and the party probably went very, very late, and you probably went home before the end of it.
I did, actually.
Yes, because you're a responsible adult. Good job.
Not really.
Why?
It was like 3-something.
Yeah. Were there still a lot
I just wanted to go home. I was sleepy.
How many people were left at 3 a.m.?
A lot.
There you go. That's a good
it's
party.
Like no one had left.
Fuck yeah. Do they live in Wicker Park now or Bucktown?
Bucktown. I don't know.
Let's give it a street address and then a social security number. Go.
Okay. I don't even know the...
You don't know all of your friends' social security numbers.
They're on Armitage over there.
Apparently, you don't have any real friends.
Do you know where? But do you know where they live?
Nope.
You know where they live.
I don't think I've ever been there.
You have? Well, you haven't been to his house.
So why would I fucking know?
The party is always at his friend Brad's house.
You realize I always work during those parties.
No, but you went.
I've been to one of these parties.
Yes.
Right by the double door.
Is that right by it?
It's like 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Wicker Park. He lives in
Wicker. I thought you went. I know Kelsey went.
Yeah, Kelsey went when I was bartending. I make money. Oh. I'm busy working.
Well, anyway.
So all my ex friends are hanging out with where my girlfriend used to hang out, because you're no longer my friends, because you don't invite me to cool parties anymore. You don't give me your social security numbers. You've never supported Boku or the Nanny Film Festival. Hate all of you.
We're letting you down.
Where's my Wikipedia page?
Will that make it better?
2011 is the year of my Wikipedia page. Yes, that will make it better. I'm not joking. No. I want a fucking Wikipedia page. If I'm not going to make
money
on this.
Don't tell me. I can't make one.
I'll tell the listener. You could make one.
No.
Why?
Because I'd have to include myself in it.
No, you don't. You could be very modest. You could be like the Jesus of podcasting.
Why do I got to be modest?
Well, fine. Get him. Just fucking. I want a Wikipedia page. I've done nothing to earn one. I want one. How are you, Merle?
I like that. I've done nothing to earn one. I want one.
Yeah. That's what I say about Dick. That's a show note.
Wow.
Keep talking.
That was quite a quote. I want that on your grave.
We do a lot. I think Esmeralda and I do a tremendous amount of things for the both cities of Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City. But I do believe that 90% of our people, not our listeners, but our personal friends, actually could be considered people that would scream, I've done nothing to earn one, I want one. Just think about all the people we know. Put that in your skull right now and think about how many people would apply to that quote. And I think for 2011, what we do is need to get rid of those people and bring in people that don't scream about Wikipedia pages, because it's unhelpful.
So you're out.
I'm out. Obviously, I'm out. That's why I need therapy, let's be honest. Folks! So the party was fun.
Yes.
How was Monday Night at the Brain? What would we have? We had, I can't remember. Oh, the film festival.
Yes, the Well-Slept Film Festival.
How did the Well-Slept Film Festival go?
It was interesting.
That could mean it was awful for being nice, or it was actually interesting.
Kevin actually had a good, he had a funny thing to say about it. He said that it was a bunch of movies with people wearing bad wigs and bad mustaches.
So it was comedy? Mostly comedy?
Yeah, and then there was these really serious ones, like made properly. One was from Chicago Magazine.
Oh, cool.
Another one was a movie about immigration and this woman who's being deported.
Did they play the trailer or the whole movie?
The trailer.
Yeah, I saw that trailer at when they had the film festival in the fall. That's super. That's going to be a great film.
But like that kind of, and then there's like weird stuff like Star Wars.
Yeah, the shuffle ran after that immigration story trailer. And the director and father were at the theater. And then it's like, now here's a little lighthearted breakup Woody Allen inspired film, everybody. Good luck, old Polish women that don't know English. So it didn't go over that well. But I like that in a film festival. I like that it does a lot of different things.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was also a movie about, or a little film snippet thing about the guy who owns the Blackhawks.
Oh, really?
Jerry, what's his face?
I have no idea.
Is that him?
There's a W for the last name. Wirtz.
Wirtz? Jerry
Wirtz? I thought
it Wirtz?
Was Wirtz. I don't know if it's Jerry, though.
Whatever. The guy, like, he's, you know, the face of...
Okay, what about him? Was he there?
No. It was the movie. This film thing was just like a little interview thing.
Weird. So yeah. It was decent.
Yes, it was very professional. I'm telling you. I was like, what?
That's awesome. That's how it should be. So should we have them back?
But then, like, then there was the ones with the bad mustaches.
I think there's room for everything. How long was the
sausages? And there was one where this woman was killing someone, and she was pulling out his quote-unquote intestines, and there were sausages.
And then Phil Pogorzelski ate them? Inside joke, everybody. Inside joke. Speaking of which, it's Phil's birthday. Happy birthday, Phil Pogrzowski, star of the Shuffle, good friend of the show, good friend in real life as well.
I heard about how he was engaged.
How he got? Yeah. He on the first day of 2009 of the ice rink. So the winter fall session of 2009 into 2010. Millennium Park Skating Rink, he proposed and had the dog come out and got a the ABC 7 newscast that night.
Yeah, which I was thinking, I would be like, what the hell? Now we got to go home and take the dog home.
No, the whole family was there. They didn't bring the dog.
No, but I'm saying, like, after
yeah,
the
you're
proposal,
not romantic
like,
at all.
I can't ice skate anymore because I got to take my dog home.
Do you believe in romance, Esmeralda?
No, what?
Blech. Girl does not believe in romance is another show note, ladies and gentlemen.
Blech.
What's the last romantic thing you did or was done for you?
Seriously. I guess John made dinner.
That's just a night. Was it like a special dinner that he knew you would like?
Not really.
Oh, God.
It was something that he just tried. It was for New Year's.
Okay.
I had suggested that we have dinner at home and we make like a really nice dinner.
And then he made dinner.
And then he made it. And he made chicken. It was an Indian dish.
So he tried
yogurt.
To do something nice.
Yes.
That's great. That's 12 days ago, yet you don't believe in romance.
I wouldn't say it was romantic.
He tried, goddammit. Hey, John, buy her flowers. It's fucking cheap.
I know he's never, ever bought me flowers.
Holy shit. I'm going to eat John buy Esmeralda flowers.
Because I've
you
said
dumb
that
fuck.
I'm not a flower kind of girl. But still, it's like, you know, it'd be nice to get one once in a while.
I think I've given you more flowers than him.
I've gotten more like plants and flowers from other people than ever
Holy
from John.
Fuck. I'm going to start giving you flowers on every fucking live show just to give John the fucking
I got flowers hit. Maybe once.
I bought
when we
Kelsey
first
flowers
started
last
dating
week.
For my birthday.
No, not for a birthday. Just cause, you dumb fucks.
And it's a bottle of wine, which is weird because I didn't even drink wine.
Keep the booze out of it. The booze is no longer a gift. That just becomes part of the budget. Okay.
Well, that was like my first
flowers
birthday.
Are fucking $5. Okay.
I'm
thinking of where you live. There's a Jewel about 6 blocks away.
There's also a flower shop.
Those get expensive. But if you do like Jewel or Dominick's, which are very close to you, there's a Dominick's like 8 blocks away.
But even just a bunch.
Like they're
a
like little, $4.
Like a little 4-pack of flower thing.
No, I bought Kelsey like a fucking half dozen roses for $5. It's $5, you cheap fucks. You dumb, inconsiderate fucks. These are the
you
people
tell John
who've done
this.
Nothing and want one.
You're preaching to the choir.
I know. I love choirs. But I did not ever find Whoopi Goldberg attractive. So.
Oh, what? Why would you?
A dancing sister at a choir.
No.
Moving on. How was Tuesday night, last night at the Brain? We had something that is not really up my alley, but I really enjoy the people behind it. And every time I hear stuff about it, I'm more intrigued. So what happened at the Brain last night?
It was Dreambait presents... ambient sounds. They focus on ambient, electronic, experimental music.
And that's something
Chicago.
That sounds awful to me.
Yeah.
If you listen to the Chicago Music Podcast or the DC Music Podcast, you'll understand what I like musically. None of that can be considered ambient.
It's the thing was interesting. It was very interesting. I liked they had these like video things going the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Which were neat because the girl who did them, Courtney Ziegler,
okay,
she sat at the computer and she had a projection. She had like projection slides.
Oh, cool!
And her computer going at the same time, so it was neat because you saw.
I've never seen that done before.
At the end of the night, she had like just piles of little slides everywhere that she
That's
I guess
fantastic.
Was picking out.
That's insanely fun.
So she wasn't just you know here.
Yeah, and then she farted some. Everywhere, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Someone did, actually.
I like... Did it really smell bad?
I remember walking home going, oh, God.
Did it smell bad last night?
I just thought someone farted.
It wasn't like BO. It was fart.
No, it was fart, yeah.
Somebody shit on the wall of the bathroom, which has been
done before. The ins and outs of the Hungry Brain. No, but then the first one was this, like a reimagining, a retelling of The Three Little Pigs.
That sounds interesting.
It was neat. Like, they had a guy doing a violin. Someone was telling it.
So they had a live violin player, yes. Someone telling it, and then it was projected.
I think the violin player, and there's only two people up there, and
okay.
They would switch off reading.
Oh, that's cool.
But they, you know, and then they also manipulated stuff on a computer and crap. But, it was neat.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, I'm not trying to denounce anything, but that sounds really artsy and awesome.
You love your artsy.
I do love the artsy. It's fucking awesome. There's a lot of cool people in Chicago and D.C., and that's the kind of stuff we do where no money's going to ever be made, but we think it's cool. Tonight is the first night we're having at Chief Ike's Mambo Room in Adams Morgan. I'm very excited about this because it's literally a block from where I live. So that's,
well, that's
nice.
Good.
And we're screening the film Charade, which is stars Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. So it's possibly, I think, the coolest man ever to be on film with one of the most interesting, awesome ladies to ever be on film in a mystery thriller shot in England and other places overseas movie. And come on out. It's free. Next week, Wednesday, we're doing the first ever You Meet Them Everybody presents the Midweek in Review. Think McLaughlin Group, but think the Dana Carvey skit more than the actual show. Then we're doing the open mic there. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be back at the Looking Glass Lounge. So this is our first week where we've had four consecutive events. And we're close to five because on Saturday, we'll have our first New York City show. Well, actually, Brooklyn. We'll be in Brooklyn at Pete's Candy Store. And I am very, very excited about the next three events. These are the first three events that you aren't a part of in a row. If you think about the math behind this, Esmeralda, it's fucking everything up. I'm taking back over in terms of percentage. That makes sense to no one. When are you going to visit?
I don't know.
All right. Back to the show notes. Should we have the Well Slept Film Festival again at the Hungry Brain?
I guess.
Not a fan yet. Maybe they'll do one more test.
I would have liked more structure to it.
More structure. Okay.
So like Pizza Film Fest had sections, you know, comedy, thriller.
How long did it run?
This, that. This one or the Pizza Film Fest?
I don't care about the Pizza Film Fest because that was
2 hours.
2 hours, okay. Should it have gone longer or less?
No, I think it was fine. It was a
right
good
amount of time. When did it start?
9.
Did they go to 11?
9 something. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Then we took a break in between.
When did you take it? Like, was there an intermission and then?
Yeah.
Who did someone host?
Rich did.
Was Rich a good host?
No.
Rich was a bat new.
Although he did come up to me and he said, I know I seem detached. I was like, okay.
Okay, if you're the host, you're not the artist. Like, understand that, number one.
I just love that he said that. I was like, oh, right.
Okay, that's pointless. That's a pointless note. Okay, but these are all things we're going to improve on. And I know this sounds weird, but I like listening to podcasts that go in depth about the performance aspect of anything. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I know you don't, but I listen to a ton. And I really like when people talk about their booking technique or how to make a show better or what makes a show bad.
To steal it.
Not so much steal it, because I don't think you could steal any of this. Like, this is just common knowledge. And
so wait, this is just essentially, this is your podcast.
What do you mean?
Well, because you like to listen to that. So that
well,
just
yeah,
like,
I mean, shouldn't
it's your
every-
favorite.
Well, shouldn't everybody's podcast, the ones that you're doing, be the ones they want to listen to? Why are you laughing, girl that doesn't believe in romance?
Laugh that it's your podcast and you love it.
It's the best.
I know you should, but
if you're not nice, we're going to book only the Well Slept Film Festival every Monday and Tuesday till next January.
Oh, which reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this article about Oprah. And how she doesn't watch TV, and it made me think of myself.
Oh, yeah, you're like Oprah.
Because I don't listen to podcasts. So then I, in turn, am like Oprah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And I actually had a story today I want to talk about Oprah.
Oh, wow, good segue.
I'm going to fucking miss Oprah on daytime television. Oprah show is fucking fantastic. No joke, not sarcasm, just a fucking fantastic show.
But now she has her...
I don't have cable, and I don't have cable, and I'm not buying it. It's the kind of thing you have to flip through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm watching a movie with Kelsey. Movie ends. We turn on the regular TVs, And all of a sudden we hear Daniel had stabbed him 55 times, and then they went to commercial for like 3 minutes. We're like, what the fuck happened? Who got stabbed 55 times? Like, what's wrong with this kid? And then we find out, oh, this guy was molesting him for years. So it's like, oh, okay, that 16-year-old is fucking awesome. He stabbed his fucking molester 55 times. But Oprah does a lot for rape victim advocates and just the awareness of sexual assault. And that's the honest, not funny part. Oprah, good on ya. But she also grilled Jenny McCarthy last week for no reason about breaking up with Jim Carrey. Like, she gave her shit about her thinking Jim Carrey was the one, which is fantastic because Jenny McCarthy is quite possibly the worst celebrity in the history of celebritydom. If you don't know, she's got this whole crusade about autism vaccines and how they don't work and they actually cause autism.
I thought she doesn't anymore.
Nope, she still does, even though the facts contradict everything she ever said. She still believes it. And her whole mommy thing is leading to kids not taking basic shots that would make everyone in the entire world's life better. So I like that. And then the next preview was for a show the following week where she interviews Terry McMillan. Terry McMillan is an author whose book, Stella, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, was obviously made into her film, whose husband came out as gay.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about
awesome.
Her.
Like, I love just the topics of Oprah's show are fantastic because you could trick all of these rich motherfuckers that think they're going to get Oprah's favorite things into watching an hour about some 16-year-old stabbing some dude 55 times or about their favorite author realizing her husband's on the down low and it fucks up all the culture. I love it. It's fantastic.
I watched a whole she did an episode where she brought back a guy because she had done a whole episode of guys being on the down low.
Yeah,
and she brought
awesome.
Him back.
It's
and
awesome.
She brought him back, and he's like, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, it's great. And then she had one earlier this year where she brought on all of her 1990s competition. So she had on, like, Donahue and Geraldo and Ricky Lake, and she's like, wasn't I the best? And you guys couldn't see? Suck
Oprah's just like, fuck you. This is my last show.
I kind of love Oprah for that. And, like, yeah, I never watched the show, and I can't fucking stand her guests or her fans, but the ideas behind Oprah are fantastic. She's a magnificent woman that has progressed nothing, but I like her. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm going to miss
it. I actually don't like those episodes. I like when she does the favorite things.
I hate the favorite things.
Because I like seeing what she likes.
Yeah, you're like my mom. There you go. So you're emotionally unstable.
She wanders around wearing pajamas the whole episode.
I just like being comfy.
Or didn't she have... She had one where she was just wandering around in pajamas.
Ellen had that earlier last week. It was like fitness day, and she was riding an exercise bike the entire time. And that interview was insanely interesting. It was the best piece of daytime television I've ever seen. And I'm pretty sure if you go to the Ellen website, you can watch this. No joke. Watch this fucking clip. It's Ellen interviewing Kelsey Grammer's soon-to-be ex-wife.
Oh, Camille?
Camille Grammer. It's the third interview. It's the last segment of the show. So Ellen's been biking on a stationary bike for roughly probably 40 minutes, maybe an hour. And she's doing this, like, hardcore interview while wearing a full pajama, like, onesie that early in the episode Ryan Gosling gave her. And, like, it's all about fame and the desire to be famous and whether or not reality TV is a worthwhile venture. And if she's just a fame whore, it was fucking amazing. And if you just put it all together, it makes no fucking sense. It's fantastic. And it's like a piece of art. And that's going to be screamed at the first annual Fran Drescher Film Festival following the Well Slept Film Festival at the Hungry Brain. I'm trying to have segues here. I talked a lot.
Into the Fran Drescher Film Fest again?
I love the Fran. The FF. Hold on, Fran. The FDFF. Yeah, the FDFF.
That sounds like we're some sort of political party.
Yeah, the FDFF. For the listener at home, all of a sudden Merle sounds like absolute garbage. I apologize for that. I'm sure it's something to do on my end. We had technical problems before we started the show. We have no idea what's wrong, and I'm sorry about that. Merle, how are you? What's today been like?
I woke up very late today. I don't know why. I was just so tired.
That's not good.
I know.
Do you want me to do more of my notes, or do you just want to talk?
Do your notes. I want to hear what you got. What do you got?
I get irrationally angry if I don't get FF tweets on Friday, though I rarely ever retweet anything that isn't about this show.
What are FF tweets?
Follow Fridays on Facebook or on Twitter.
What is that? I don't get it.
It's next time when Friday rolls around, check your Twitter feed. You'll see FF Follow Fridays, and then it'll list all these people. Other people think you should follow, and that's how a lot of people gain followers.
Oh yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
I get so angry when people don't mention me. I very rarely, if ever, retweet anything. I'm a total. I don't know why I get angry about that. It's total irrational. I got a problem. I'm good at a therapist. That's one of them.
Goodness.
I was very, very tired. I had an 8 a.m. meeting the morning after the last You Meet Them Everybody Live. That was awful. I was late, and I feel bad about that. And I realized it made more sense for me to go straight from one job to the next job rather than me to go home for like 40 minutes. So I got to work early trying to figure out a place to sleep. But I work in a grade school, and I specifically a library. And there's really no good place for a 28-year-old man with facial hair to sleep while children are 10 feet away. Because no matter what, it looks like I'm a crazy, molesty hobo.
Did you have newspapers?
I had a lot of newspapers. No, no, no joke. I had literally cardboard boxes and newspapers surrounding me in addition to children's books.
Did you have a big...
I was wearing a trench coat as well.
Fire.
What?
Did you have a big steel tub with a fire in it?
No, I didn't have that. But I did have gallons of antibacterial wipes. So figure that one out.
You're OCD.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I was at the You Made Everybody Live so long is because Patrick, who writes for We Love DC, was kind enough to do a piece about the show. So
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
Did you like it?
I read the internet.
You read the internet, but not listen to podcasts. Okay.
Nope.
What did you
I only read, no listening.
You're very
good. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was so afraid I was going to sound like an angry drunk, because I was. I was such
a... No, he's good at spinning things, then.
He was so nice. I lectured him into about... Here's the thing. He interviewed me for like 40 minutes after the show, and there was like a 1,000-word piece. Like, you do not need fucking 40 minutes from this guy. And he like sat in the front row at the live show, so I don't know what the fuck. He could have just left, but I'm so glad he didn't, because he let me yell at him into his iPod recorder. I was so worried I was going to sound like a pompous drunk, because I am a pompous drunk after a show, regardless of how the show went. And I was lecturing him about like what I do and like how I'm not a real artist, but what we do is the most important thing in the world, but it means nothing. About how there's no God, but if there was a God, we are God because there's God in all of us. Like, I was fucking trashed.
Wow.
Like, really.
Did you jump into a pool from a roof?
I felt so good and awful at the same time about myself and life in general. And I was like, these fucking comics don't know a goddamn thing about life. You gotta go up and fail. Go up and fail. Like, screaming about failure. I'm like, I'm not a fucking comic. Who the fuck am I to go up and tell you what to do? Only in retrospect do I think this. But at the time, I had a lot to say. I was on every goddamn soapbox that I could stand on. I was like, he's doing the show in March. And I was like, you know why I didn't fucking book you sooner? Because you're not ready. You got a lot of things going for you, but you got to fucking work at it. I'm like, who the fuck am I? I sound like a high school football coach that never took a snap as a quarterback. Just insane ramblings. So that kept me up at night worrying about that. So that's another shit.
At least you recognized that. What you were saying was crazy.
I hate that I'm self-aware at the end of every night. Or the morning of. You know what I mean?
Wait, the morning of?
The morning after. Sorry.
Oh, the morning after. Isn't everybody?
No, because sometimes if you drink enough, you're like, that was fine, but then someone has to remind... Like you, I have to remind you what happened a lot of the time.
Oh, that's true. But I am aware of the fact that something horrible may have happened.
No, I know exactly what horrible thing happened.
I see.
That's awful. I don't want that. And I'm not drinking enough, or I'm drinking too much. I can't figure out the right balance here. I loathe people that end emails with thanks! Exclamation point. Specifically emails that don't give you what you want.
I do that.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm excited. I'm like, thank you!
Because that's nice. If you're actually excited, thank you. But if someone that listens to the show says, hey, could you send me a t-shirt? Oh, You Meet Them Everybody t-shirt, and I go, oh, hey, we're out of them. Actually, no, that doesn't make sense. That would apply. I'm trying to think of something. Come on, help me out.
No, because I use that, so.
Oh, there's a thing about... Well, I asked if we can, like... I'm trying to fucking figure it out.
Oh, wait, I gotcha. Okay. Could we have passes for such and such?
Oh, exactly.
Well, as of right now, we don't have anything. Thanks.
No, fuck off. It's not thanks. It's thank you for your inquiry. I'm an adult. Fuck off. Say fuck off.
Was that right?
Just say fuck off. If it's not a thing that we're giving you your way, just go fuck off. That's cool. Don't give me thanks. It's so annoying. Once again, irrational.
You should write a book.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is what podcasting is. That's what these podcasts are.
It's a...
Future books.
Book on tape.
Yeah, so once every podcast is written in book form, you'll finally hear it, kind of.
Yes.
Would
yeah,
you
clearly read.
Would you listen to
an audiobook? What?
Would you listen to an audiobook?
No.
Okay, well, at least you're...
John does, though.
Would it really? I've never done that. I've
it's
listened to
audiobook,
one.
Audiobook, and I make fun of him for it.
What is he... Like, any type of audiobook or comedy?
I forget what he's read. I think he's read mostly like fantasy books so far.
Ah, that's why he doesn't buy you
maybe
flowers.
Some about like advice or crap like that. I don't know.
He reads advice books in audiobook form?
Not advice books, but you know, like.
No, I don't.
Like you were reading Freakonomics. I think he was listening to that.
Oh, that's not an advice book.
But it's like that kind of thing where they're just talking about. It's not a story. It's not.
It's so nonfiction.
There.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I sound smart compared to you.
You shut your face.
You'll never know because you don't listen. Here's the final you, me, them, everybody daily note. I keep these notes in my iPhone, everybody. I like an iPhone. Why do I get angry at people that can't figure out door etiquette? For example, today, a couple with a stroller... didn't really realize all three can't walk through the same door at once. So rather than one person walk, like, I don't know, a foot ahead and open the door and hold it for the stroller and the person pushing the stroller, one of them used the front two wheels of the stroller and the kid's feet to kick the door open while the other two walk through. That's insane. Like, if you see that, you should be able to shoot on sight and end it there and quit that gene pool. Like, destroy that gene pool. It's been polluted beyond repair. It's time to fix things. That's where you start. By the way, I gotta stop talking about death after what happened in Arizona. Holy shit.
Yeah. Kind
of. Ooh. Too soon-ish? What? I'm not saying these people should die. I'm saying they should never breed again.
Yeah.
And no one like them should breed again. And holy, it's fucking simple door etiquette. It's not hard. And it's not like they were holding things. You know what I mean? It'd be totally different if they were like diaper bag or something like that. No, just fucking, ugh, what the fuck, man? Those weren't words. I'm sorry, dear listener. You got anything, Merle?
No.
Any news stories?
I already gave you my news stories.
You had one?
Oprah, the Juggalos.
Did we talk about the Juggalos on mic?
Did
no,
we?
I think we didn't.
God, I don't remember now.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
It all just goes in. It all just meshes into one big thing.
Oh, that's what fucking is.
Meshing into one big thing?
Yeah, if you do it right.
That sounds gross.
It's like a casserole.
It sounds like you just attach to someone and then like you're attached to them forever and then you like roll around and then grab more people and you become this weird, gross, fleshy, big thing.
I'm either thinking of fucking or the human centipede, but either way, that's what
happens. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Ugh.
Yeah!
On Netflix, by the way, instant watch.
I know.
I have not dared look at it.
James Fritz says it's the best comedy of the year of 2000.
Oh.
So... Knowing his sense of humor, you're going to love it.
Although, I mean, if you think about it, that the first person in that centipede thing really lucked out.
What do you mean lucked out?
Well, their mouth is not attached to anyone's butt.
I thought they are.
Not the front.
I thought it's just like a circle.
No, it's like a centipede.
I don't know how
a centipede. Centipede's got a face.
That should be on your t-shirt. Centipede's got a face!
And then it's the centipede. the human centipede thing.
What? Shit. This is not good prep for my film introduction tonight. My thesis on centipedes is getting thrown out the window.
Speaking of human centipedes.
There we go. That's a fucking awesome transition.
The Juggalos are coming back.
Have they ever? They've never left.
And tickets go on sale in 2 days.
For the Gathering of the Juggalos, which takes
place. Yes, hop on that shit now.
Is it Rock Creek, Illinois?
Cave in Rock.
Cave in Rock. I knew it.
Illinois.
This show has a weird affiliation with the Juggalos. We did a Homeroom 101 series about the Juggalos. Hannibal Buress, who's been on the show, friend of the show, has performed at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Christy Mangel, I don't know how to pronounce her name. I've known Christy for like 6, 7, 8, 9 a year now. We don't work with her. We love Recom, and she puts our ads in there, and we advertise for Recom magazine. She covered the Gathering last year, and when she came back from it, she came to the Brain the next night, and we were all talking to her like she was the first person that never fucked. And we're like, what happens? And
it was she amazing. Landed on the moon.
We're
a really dirty moon.
We're going to hopefully... She'll hopefully go again. This year, what we'll do is we'll do a preview episode. If Christy's willing, I'll interview her before about her 2010 experience. She goes and does 2011. Because there's no way in fuck I'm doing that.
I would never go there.
I mean, I wouldn't say never. If I was still in Chicago, I would totally go there.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not flying to Chicago to go to fucking Gathering of the Juggalos when I could be in Chicago.
You are on your own, fella.
Or ma'am.
I like one of their quotes is, they promise to knock your fucking wigs off.
Yeah.
How many people are wearing wigs?
I think that's going to be the big theme this year. Wigs.
Wigs.
Yeah. They picked the theme. It's wigs.
Wigs.
For some reason, I imagine the Gathering being at when Bart and Milhouse and Nelson and not Ralph. Fuck, what's his name? The nerd. And the nerd go on spring break and Martin go to the Wigporium.
Oh, yeah. They go to the World's Fair, but it's gone now.
I imagine that's what the Gathering looks like the day before the Gathering. And then it's the same after, except it's just been tagged shittily.
They get sassy wigs.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's going to exist. The Nanny and the Juggalos exist in this world, everybody. That's the world we live in. Like the Collective Soul song says, "The World I Knew." Is that Collective Soul? That's an awful fucking band. Collective
I don't know. Soul. What else do they do?
Shine.
Do they do that Shine song?
Yep.
Throw my little light shine down.
It's a tribute to the Jeffrey Rush film Shine.
Oh. I like that movie, by the way.
I've never seen it.
Shine. It's a good movie.
Jeffrey Rush.
What else has he been in?
The King's Speech.
Oh, yeah. That's
Pirates
like
of the Caribbean. Or Caribbean.
Yes.
Been in lots of stuff.
The King's Speech. Ooh, I believe I'm going to go see Tron tonight.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
At the IMAX.
Wow, you did what millions of others have done.
Yes.
Yep.
We got a coupon. That's why we're going.
Have you seen the first Tron?
No. Yeah. I should probably watch that.
Yeah, you're going to be lost without it. I'm just being a dick. We're going to end this one because I'm running out of shit to say and I'm thinking about tonight. I got to get ready. I got to shower. I got to make a film. I got to screen the film. It's going to be a big night.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm reshooting Charade scene by scene with my cat.
Oh, wow. You got a lot of time then.
I didn't know why I didn't plug it before. Yeah, we're not actually showing the original version of Charade. It's just my cat. And me reading the script to him. Me and Audrey Hepburn reading the script to the cat.
Oh,
and she's dead, so it's going
to
take forever.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. She might not be able to get there in time.
As soon as you started talking about dead people again, the connection sounded like shit. If there was only a god, that'd be neat. You want to plug anything?
My radio show is back on.
Your radio show? When can people hear that?
Tuesdays from 12:30 to 3 Central Standard Time.
12:30 to 3 Central?
Paul.edu.
You sound like you're in the first version of the movie Tron.
Yay!
Yeah, that'll last well. Those things aged well. Tonight, Chief Ike's Mambo Room and Adams Morgan near where I live. Starts at 7:30. Next week, midweek review. Week after that, the Quick and to the Point open mic. Our first month at SheFikes. Let's make it decent so we can have more. Every Thursday this month, you meet them, everybody, live at the Looking Glass Lounge in the Petworth neighborhood. It's off the Petworth stop on the green and the yellow line. So come to those things. This Monday at the Hungry Brain, what are you in store for, Merle? Do you remember?
We have Mr. President Turtle.
President Turtle. That's going to be a good lineup. I don't know if you saw the lineup. But
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good fucking...
Was excited to see that.
Yes. And I think the following night you have off. Yes, we're off on next Tuesday, and that Wednesday, let's fucking pack the place. And here you go. New York listeners or East Coast listeners, come. Please come. I want to fucking pack this show. At Pete's Candy Store on Saturday evening at 6:30. It's an early show. You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in New York for the first time, and please come to that show. We have great, great guests for that. We have music from Pearl and the Beard, who I saw in Washington, D.C. A few months ago that I really enjoyed. You might have heard a podcast I did with the guitarist in that band, and they are fantastic people. We have Chicago comedian, now New York comedian, who's just been on Jimmy Fallon, Nick Vatterott. He just came to the Chicago Sketch Festival, did a great job. We have internet personality. She's a comedian. She does her own show, a lot of different things. Sarah Benicasa. Benicasa? Benicasa? Benihana will be there. What's up, Merle?
Benincasa?
I don't know. It's B.
It sounds like you're saying Ben in casa.
Ben in casa.
Ben in house.
And she's more famous than me because she has a Wikipedia page. So let's change that, folks. Where's my Wikipedia page?
We did a campaign.
That's become our "I want an elephant." I want an elephant. So thanks for everybody listening to that. Two more podcasts are coming out today. We got the Chicago Music Podcast coming out and a DC Music Podcast coming out. Ugly Purple Sweater, who's playing at the Brain this Thursday, or the DC version of that. And then we got some Chicago punk rock hardcore music coming out. So busy day for You, Me, Them, everybody. Busy day for Merle. She's got to go see Tron, everybody. She's going to go see the Dave Chappelle Show character Tron in IMAX.
Who knows? We'll see if I really like it or if I would rather have.
Find out later. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.